And I just wanted to share just a devotion from the book of Philippians and the second chapter. And this is what I would call my life's verse, Philippians 2 and verse number 16, where Paul makes the statement as he writes to the church in Philippi, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. And so we think first off of him holding forth the word of life. And truly, the gospel is the word of life, and we are to hold it forth to the world. Earlier this year in January, I was in meetings in India, and then we have a ministry also in Laos. And you see the Hindus looking back at you as you have these opportunities to share with them the word of life. In Laos, we have Buddhists, mostly Buddhists and animists. In Ukraine, lost Orthodox. Right now, I see eyes as I preach in these evangelistic meetings in Ukraine. They're searching for hope. They're searching for answers. And I just think it's wonderful wherever I go with the gospel to know some things already. I don't know a ton about Hindu culture and the Indian mindset and the 2,000 different people groups that are in India. It's impossible to know everything about it. But I know this, God loves them. Christ died for them. And within them, there is an empty vacuum. And they are searching for answers. If they're a Hindu, they've got 3 million gods. They're searching for another god that will finally complete this emptiness within. If they're Buddhist, they're searching for this nirvana that will never come in this lifetime, but they're searching for something that will bring this peace that's in them that's lacking. If it's an animist in Laos, the Hmong villages or the Camus villages that are there, they're searching for another spirit. They actually call them demons, but these spirits of these animate and inanimate objects that will finally fulfill and give them blessing that they're missing. And it's just wonderful to know that the gospel is suited for every son of Adam and for every soul. And that when you're preaching to them the hope of Christ, you're preaching the answer that will fill that emptiness that's within them. And I just praise him for the word of life and that we're able to hold forth that word of life. What a privilege to be his ambassador. What a privilege to hold it forth. And listen, you don't have to leave America to hold forth the word of life. I mean, number one, we have the mission field coming to us. Was just in a church that has multiple ministries to multiple culture groups within their metropolitan city. But even lost Americans that have been here for generations, how many are searching for hope and to fill that emptiness within with drugs or with alcohol or with different relationships or different money is going to fill it? Of course, Christ is the answer, and we get to be the ambassadors of this message to the world. So holding it forth. And then what I love there, what Paul says, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. And you think of what he wrote to the church in Thessalonica. You are my crown of rejoicing, right? When Christ returns, souls that he has used us to be one to him by holding forth that word, you are my rejoicing, that I can rejoice in that day. I've been a faithful steward of the word of God, both to take it myself, wherever God has called me to be, or to be a participant in sending it into the world. And one of the ways we participate in sending our missionaries is through prayer. And you participate in ways you can never imagine. Without your prayers, your missionaries cannot accomplish their work. Our prayers are not just important. I've heard it said this way, our prayers are essential, right? They're more than important. And the essential means without your prayers, there are things that will not be accomplished. And I can't explain how all that works with a sovereign God and with all this, how it works, but I know this, you have not. Why? Because you ask not, right? And there are souls that will not be reached. I believe there are laborers that will not be called. There are churches that will not be started without our prayers. And if there's ever been a day that Christians, that we need to be on our knees before the Lord, interceding before the throne of grace for his glory to be filled in all the world, in our country and in all the world, it is today. And I want to thank you for your prayers and for this, your prayers. And Julie and I covet them as we prepared to leave, but don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep bombarding heaven with your prayers. They make a difference. And one day, when our Lord returns, we'll be rejoicing in the souls that have been saved and reached. So your labor is not in vain. Keep on going for the glory of Christ. Amen.